Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML, fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing life.
My life.
All right, so Kenny, we had a big meeting, a big station meeting on Friday to assess why we're so damn successful at this station.
And how we can win even more.
But more importantly about that meeting is we were fed, and that kept us around.
It did.
And I left on Friday going, man, that was really good pizza. Awesome. I came in Monday, saw the same pizza sitting there, moved from the business side, and now it was over on the programming side of things. Just sitting there on the table.
Move sides.
So, of course, you got to take a gander. Got to take a look.
Took a look at it?
To see what it looked like. To see also what the monsters here over the weekend did or didn't do with that same pizza. And there were still some slices left, Kenny. Still looked somewhat, I'm being very, very generous, looked somewhat edible. If you did the I don't know, would you eat it cold or would you microwave it? I would microwave it.
I do it cold.
I don't sometimes. Like to microwave too much. I like, the air fryer, not the air
it's
fryer.
3 days later,
toaster
though.
Oven has been a game changer for me. Yeah.
And there is, there's a whole process regarding that if you've looked into it, because I've eaten a lot of pizza that way over the last few years. With all of that said, how desperate do you got to be to stare at that pizza from Friday on a Monday morning and say, I got to put something in me.
You have to be one of the Donner Party to do something like that. And it's between pizza, 3-day-old pizza, and people. And then you kind of look over and go, I bet Gary would taste better than this. There's no way. I asked that question.
With the right seasoning, Gary could taste better.
There were several people who thought that I was asking if I could eat the pizza. Including our friends Carter Rodriguez from the Chase Down, who thought that I was going to eat the pizza.
Guys,
I was not going to eat the pizza.
First of all, we all could be in a situation
where
you would eat the pizza. There is a situation. I'm asking,
well, no one wants to,
how desperate is that situation?
No one wants to envision something like that. No one wants to think of a situation they were desperate to eat that pizza. It's just 3 days is obviously way too long.
It is.
That's out of the question. How long are you willing to go? That's the question. If you came in, if you were working Saturday. Mitch, did you work Saturday?
I did not.
Did you work Sunday?
I did not.
Boy, you got the cat's ass of schedules, man. When I first started, it was seven days a week.
Yep. Paid for four.
Yep.
Work seven.
If you came in Saturday, that pizza has not been in the fridge. Is that pizza still good?
Very clear. That is a huge, huge component of this.
I will say yes.
Not only that. Hold on, Kenny. Not only that. We don't even know if the box was closed.
Ooh.
That could have just been left wide open.
Man, I'm thinking about if the pizza was on. Because I do tell Liz, if like they get pizza, I go, do not put that in the fridge before I get home. I do not want it in the fridge. I will heat it up how I like it, because it changes the consistency. Pizza changes once it's been in the fridge and cooled again.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree with you. One day is okay, but there's a caveat.
Sunday, no.
It's got to be on my countertop. It can't be anywhere else.
Good point.
I can't do one day here.
Hell of a point.
Ugh, just don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what's been going on out there.
You don't
He's
know.
Right, man.
It's not your family.
I put my shoes on that table that pizza box was setting.
Oh,
up.
We've seen people, their grooming habits around here.
Oh, yeah.
The particulate that is running around in
there. Of course,
there.
This particulate everywhere.
So I'm in agreement with you. It's definitely different. It's still, by the way, it's still gross at home when you really think about it, even at home. But you feel like you have control over the atmosphere.
Yes.
Yeah, in the radio station or at your workplace, you got no control.
Those are my germs. Those are my family's germs.
You've also had strangers.
Yeah.
You've also had Andrew Hody walking around. Mm. Like, you just don't, you can't account for the variables.
Why did Hody get yelled at over there? Mitch is laughing his ass off in there.
I'm laughing for it.
Where did Hody get brought up from?
Just imagine the person here you'd least want around your pizza hovering.
All right.
For 24 hours.
Well, and that takes us to this.
Yeah, power ranking people you least want around your pizza at the fan. Number one with a bullet, Nick Wilson.
Oh, no.
With a bullet,
no,
Nick Wilson.
Why?
Because he is mischievous, and he'd mess with it somehow. When I was in high school, this kid, Scott, great guy.
He's a school administrator.
He licked my pizza. I waited and waited and waited and waited, and he finally got up from the pizza, from the lunch table months later over another day. And I took his whole piece of pizza, stuffed it in my mouth, and put it back on his tray. And I sat there and watched him eat that pizza.
And you got the payoff.
And I got the payoff. Yeah. He tried to take a swing at me. Good man. Scott's a good man.
And you know Father he's listening three. To this right now.
I mean, I hope. I don't know. He's a school administrator. I hope he's in class right now. Okay.
This pizza ploy is going to get back to him.
Number two, Peterlin, because to hell with it.
Whoa.
Number three, Jake Volnick, because I don't trust grown men wearing sweatpants and work.
Yeah.
So, no.
Mitch, do you have a...
Slovenly looks.
Do you have an addendum there?
No, I was going to say, I'm not technically wearing sweatpants right now, but I'm not wearing, like, an official material.
After all that discussion...
An official
what's your unofficial
standard?
Power rank the official materials of pants.
The kind of materials you would wear into work. Khakis, dress pants, whatever. I don't even know what the third one is.
He's denim?
He's now...
Pretty standard.
He's a seersucker. He's now...
I'd like to say, Dungarees. Denim, the official material of this show.
I was going to say, pants. He henceforth is going to be unofficial pant Mitch. I mean, come on.
The unofficial pants of the fan.
Gay. Enough of that.
What a statement by Mitch.
We have our official title sponsors of the hotline.
Hey,
Spot on, Lima.
Joe Buck of High School Sports. What do you want to do a quarterback over there?
What do I want to do?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
I think you got to go draft, and you got to go veteran pickup, whether it's Cousins or
Well,
or
yeah,
Darnold.
We know you got to go draft. There's seven rounds in the draft, so where do you
want to
go?
I want them to take quarterback at number two. I don't think training back is the right thing to do.
Which quarterback you want to take, buddy?
I think I'd rather have Cam Ward.
Okay, well, if Cam Ward's not available,
then
what are you
going to
do?
Then you go Shador.
You just picked Shador out of nowhere? You know what? It's a lot different than the other one.
I'm aware of that, but I think if you're Kevin Stefanski, you're able to work with both of these quarterbacks.
Are you? Are we sure about
two-time
that?
Coach of the year?
Ah, I haven't heard that before.
Boom. Tough act to enact.
Taylor Tolliver says, even overnight pizza hardens and sharpens enough to cut your gums to bits. Not a chance I'd eat over the weekend pizza. Bob in Fairview. And again,
the weekend,
social
stupid.
Media reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. One day pizza on the counter is fine. Growing up, we used to just throw the box in the oven, cold oven overnight, and take it out the next day to
That's
eat.
That's nice. That's real nice. That makes a little bit of sense.